He spoke about, first of all, I mentioned very briefly about putting a challah on top of cholent. Yeah? So we said that could be problematic. Now, when I was a shayla, the shayla is what it's lechatchila to do, whether one puts a challah on top of a cholent, whether the cholent can become meaty. It's questionable. It's machloek as a posk about it. It's not so. It's better to avoid it. That's what we said. It's better to avoid it if one can. One should put a piece of foil down first, and then one should put the challah on top of the foil. That way, that avoids the problem. That's the best thing to do. If one didn't, then one has to find out whether it's going to be a problem, whether the challah becomes meaty, and whether you're going to have a problem. Yeah? Okay, that's number one. So if it would become meaty, then it might be a problem to eat it with cheese, mamish, yeah? You couldn't eat it with cheese, mamish. That's what we spoke out at the beginning of the thing with the challah. Then what else did we speak about? We spoke about... upside down pot. Oh yeah, we said the chiddush last time, that's right. And someone asked us last time, I just want to clarify this one point. We said it was an issur chazor on Erev Shabbos. The Ramah holds, in the chatchila, one has to be careful with chazorah even on Erev Shabbos. That means the person... What?
You specified if it wasn't hot.
Yeah. That means if a person takes the pot off the fire and he's got no blech on, he takes it off and he puts it down on Erev Shabbos. So Tosfos has got a shitter which holds as an issur to put it back even before Shabbos. A gezeira, if we let you do it before Shabbos, a person might forget and think that you could do chazorah on Shabbos as well. Very big chiddush. The Maaseh the Ramah brings it down. This is the shitter. The Ramah in Reish Nun Gimel. And the Ramah says, L'chatchila, I want you to mach me for this. L'chatchila, I want you to mach me. Yes, I'm the whole shoe, some of the Hashaykh, some of the Borch, who covered the shoulders on, who was some of the Kokashim, it's done like a day. That means, the Torah says, you look at it, even the pot's hot. If the pot would be cold, would it take that long to heat up?
Before
Shkia. Yeah, before Shkia. Right? So before Shkia, I mean, let's take a practical example. Let's take an hour, or half an hour to heat up chicken soup. So let's say now, Shabbos is, let's say, 4:30, and Shkia is 4:45. So a person of 4:25, he takes off the pot off the cooker. There's no blech, we're talking about any blech. He puts it, takes it off, he sorts out the cooker a bit, so he cleans it up. It's a bit dirty, some spillage was on the cooker, so he cleans up the cooker. He's put his pot down on the worktop. Now he's cleaned the cooker, he wants to put the pot back on again. Toaster shit is, you look at that chicken soup, if it would be cold, how long would it take to eat up? Half an hour. Well, you're within half an hour is going to be after Shkia, it's going to be into Shabbos already. You shouldn't put that back on the fire. That's what Toaster says, big chiddush. The Ramah says, Toiv lahachme, if one can, Toiv lahachme, he said the minute is to be makel, ach toiv lahachme, if it's not such a big bother, one should try and be careful with this, and one should try and avoid it. So if you put a blech down, you've got no problem. If you take your chicken soup off at 4:00, what's got no problem, yeah? Because you've got plenty of time to get heated up. Someone asked last time, why am I saying this in Shahir? The answer is, Shahir is talking about the food is not cooked yet. So there's no gezeira there, because everyone knows you won't take such a pot which is not cooked and put it back on Shabbos. Here we're talking about a food that's fully cooked. That's a different story. All right? She means, waiting. Yeah, it's not ready. It's not ready to be put on. Okay. That was what we said last time. Yeah, that helps at all. Toast holds the problem. Okay, many people ask a question, which we'll discuss now, a very interesting question, and that is, can you set your hot plate to go on Shabbos morning to heat up your food? Before we go into hot plates with the time switches, I want to read out to Ramosha Feinstein about time switches. Ramosha's got a few tours about time switches. Let me see if I can find where they are here, actually. So he's got one in Chelik Dalad, Simon Samach. Erechai and Chelik Dalad, Simon Samach. So Ramosha's talking about time switches. You must remember, I mean, it's not such an old thing, this time switches. Time switches are relatively new. And the thing is, we use it for lights, we can use it for heating. And the question is, I mean, you could run your whole business really like this, actually, with a time switch. So Ramosha was asked about time switches, and Ramosha says in Erechai and Chelik Dalad, Simon Samach, yeah, whatever thing. He speaks about time switches. He said, "Now near deity poshul she'osu lahatzeh." It's poshul. It's osu lahatzeh. I must read out his lashon. Remember what he says. The whole aliday moir shows because there you chayim nas kram lachet b'shabbos of a whole bottle of harishes. You could run your whole house on a tie switch, and you could run your factory on a tie switch. You could have your machine, you could have everything working on a tie switch, says Ramosha. The Einachol Zilzul Godel Shabbos. Now, I don't find anything more of a Zilzul for Shabbos than this. Uboro, says Ramosha. It's clear to me, Sheim Oyob is mana Tanoim Vamoroim. Had this been around the time of the Tanoim Vamoroim, Hoya Oistrin, they would have asked it. Kamoisha Ostru Amir La'akum in times there. Like they asked Amir La'akum. Chazal made a special Gezerah. You must not ask a non-Jew to do things for you on Shabbos, because otherwise a person can get his whole work, his whole place working. He can run his whole business asking a non-Jew. So Ramosha says the Maisa, they would have asked this as well. But Gam Olai who remained in Bechal is there. The also, yeah, it's also maybe included. So he Makitzer Ramosha is not very happy with time switches. Actually, he's not very.
Right.
What?
He put this oil on a foil, so it's not really going to be cooked.
That's different. That's different.
I'm saying, if it's the case, even the time switch, would you be alone?
No, but Ramosha doesn't like a time switch at all. He doesn't like the time switch going on. He's not happy with a person running his house with time switches. He doesn't like this. Oh, so on that, Ramosha finishes off. As far as I remember, he was matir. Oh, I will like upon him. Mashik va nogu lahamid aliday meirus shos lichpo is neirus had electricity. Shehudlaku that which we use time switches to switch off electric lights. The gamshi yatsu the hadi akam. So you want to put it back on again with a time switch? Ain lesso. That I don't answer. Me acha to the kibur aneirus am neirus agzoyis nikur belaz lamp and choy. He said that was normally the minute they used to use going to switch off. There was a special heter. For lights, there was a special heter. He said, generally speaking, he's not happy that the house runs on a time switch. So according to Moshe, using time switches or putting your hot plate on, wherever it is out of question. The Meister, the Minigah Olam, is not like this. That's the truth. The Minigah Olam, many people, I'm not saying everyone does it, but many people are rely on shitters that a time switch is okay to use. So Zalman and others say that one can use a time switch. Yeah? So we have to ask now, according to those shitters which allow a time switch, what about now putting your food on and allowing a time switch to go? So there's two shaylas you have to ask. One shayla is on Shabbos itself. That means someone's got a time switch, he's got his electric hot plate coming on. Let's talk about a stove first. I'll come to a hot plate soon. Let's talk about electric stove. Electric stove's worse because that's mummy's place of cooking, yeah? He's got electric stove. And he wants to set the electric stove to come on, let's say, at 11 o'clock in the morning. And he's going to put some food on there. There's two options. Either he puts the food on Erev Shabbos, he leaves it there. Or he puts the food on Shabbos itself.
10 o'clock.
At 10 o'clock in the morning, when the time switch is off, everything is cold. And it's going to, he knows at 11 o'clock it's going to go on. So when he eats at 12 o'clock, 12:30, the food will be piping hot. Lach is the chozicha problem, quite right, because lach is the problem of bishul. So mice, you're doing an act of bishul on Shabbos, even though it's a grommer, you're doing it in day, it's not going on now, but the mice, that's not allowed. So we're talking about a dry food, a kegel, or something like that, a piece of meat which is dry, basically. We're talking about dry foods that we want to put on and leave it on there, and it's, as I say now, the hot plate is not on. Yeah, or the stove is not on, the electric hot stove is not on, but it's going to come on a time switch, and he wants to put it on already on Shabbos morning at 10 o'clock. That, many possibly hold as problematic. To do an act on Shabbos of putting something on a place where it can get heated up, they tell him that's called chazorah. Even though it's not on now, but you're taking a cold food and you're putting it on to something which is going to be boiling hot later, that is not allowed. Most possibly hold that's not allowed to be done. Yeah? So, generally speaking, on Shabbos itself, to put it straight on the fire, you've got a blech on top, and you put it straight on there, that you can't do. You're quite right, though. There's nothing wrong. We spoke already in the past. That's not a problem, though. For example, if a person's got an upside-down pot on the flame, and it's got a blech on there, it's got an upside-down pot there, there's nothing wrong, the Meister. But so that you could do. But we're talking about putting it directly on the fire. So on Shabbos itself, that, I couldn't find anyone, as far as I remember, who allows you on Shabbos itself to put it straight on. That is problematic. The question is on Erev Shabbos. Can one do this on Erev Shabbos? Can one put a food down on Erev Shabbos and leave it? I mean, he takes a kegel out of the fridge on Erev Shabbos. He puts it on his stove, on gas stove ring number one. And he knows that ring number one is going to go on Shabbos morning at 11 o'clock. Is that okay to do? Many poskim hold that's mutter, provided there's a number of conditions. Provided there's a number of conditions. I must say, I don't understand all the conditions that are necessary, but the poskim seem to mention that one needs a number of conditions. Sorry?
Why is it worse than it's already on?
What do you mean if it's already on? If it's already on, you're not. There's no chazara doing place. This is this. We can look at it. Sad. But nothing's happening on before Shabbos, so it could be we look at it as though the chazor is going to take place on Shabbos itself, because nothing is activated on Erev Shabbos. The only activation is only on Shabbos itself. So it could be we're looking at it as though maybe you've done something on Shabbos itself. Yeah, you're right. If it's before Shabbos, there's no Shiloh, and it's on. If it's on and the fire's on, that's no Shiloh. Here, maybe we can look at it. Some pastors want to say you can look at it as though you're doing, as though you're doing the action on Erev Shabbos, but since it's only going on Shabbos, we look at it as though you're keeping doing it on Shabbos. Yeah, it's not a pashtus. My poskim say that in this case where you're allowed to do it, I'm not sure exactly all these conditions. They're talking about a stove, which is a normal place to cook, yeah? So condition number one they say is that obviously the food must be fully cooked. The food is fully cooked, yeah? The food is fully cooked. Number two is there should be a blech on there. Yeah, the stove. And also, as I say, it must be there before Shabbos. That's those three conditions. You can put it on your electric stove, and it's allowed to be on there, and it's allowed to cook in that position. I must tell you, many other rabbonim do not allow this. Daim Weiss and others held even this is problematic. They held it was a zilzul in Shabbos. It's not covered Shabbos that your electric goes on and Shabbos starts heating things up. Very interesting for this. I mean, it's mitzvah isor bishul chazara. Pashto is not a problem, but they weren't happy. They held it was a zilzul in Shabbos. That a person gets his food, it was cold before Shabbos comes in, and now on Shabbos it gets heated up, that is a zilzul in Shabbos.
What's the difference if there's a Tamschwitz or not on an electric gas stove?
No, that's what do you mean? If it's on the whole time, you mean?
Yeah.
And where's your food? On it the whole time? Yeah. If you put your kegel on Erev Shabbos on your stove, and the stove is on, that's nothing wrong. It's cooking the whole time. It's staying cooked the whole time. Yeah. If it's off on Erev Shabbos, and on Shabbos it comes on at 11 o'clock in the morning, we can look at it as though you're doing an action which is now...
It's cold
as the Shabbos. Yes, cold as the Shabbos. So now it looks like we're doing an action of doing Chazorah on Shabbos itself. That's much worse.
It's been on the gas stove the whole night, it's gone cold.
It's gone cold, all the gas stove was never on. You just put it on, but it was never on. You only just wanted to come at 11 o'clock in the morning. If you put your kegel on, you have to ask the expert, I'm not much of an expert. If you put your kegel on at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on a flame, and you want to eat the next morning, you probably have no kegel left. Probably.
Yeah.
It gets burnt out, it gets dried out. So what the best way to do it, the chore is you put it on and you don't set it straight away. You're going to set it much later. It's only going to go on. The active time is going to kick in much later. Yeah. So it only gets hot much later. Let's say 11 o'clock in the morning, an hour before you need it. Yeah. And it's very good. Yeah? So, Daim Weiss and others held that there was no heter really for this. They held, not mitzvah chazorah, the issur chazorah, but they held the zilzul in Shabbos, this thing going on. You know, a person's got a cold food when Shabbos comes in, and then in the middle of Shabbos it goes on, gets heated up. So Daim Weiss did not like this at all. He said, what?
What's really confusing about the key upside down?
It's not less than partial, you can see it.
Yeah, this is clearly... Yeah, but it's not Zilzul Shabbos. The Chazal got ahead of how to do it. It's clear you're doing it a different way. If I care, that's honouring Shabbos. You're not doing it the normal way of doing it. It's clear when you're trying to honour Shabbos. You don't want to do it the normal way. But here, where you're doing everything, it doesn't look right. So he held it was really a problem to do this device on the assumption that it's a Zilzul in Shabbos. But he said that, Le'esat Soyrach, he was also said that if there's a big necessity, then one is allowed to do this. That's really much better, yeah. That could be better already. If a person doesn't plan it, he's not trying to do it. Daim Weiss's time is the food was fully cooked. Daim Weiss's time is the zilzul in Shabbos. I understand he's saying that it's cold and in the middle of Shabbos it comes on. It's not in the spirit of Shabbos to think. If a person planned that it should work, but something went wrong, then I understand that's not what zilzul in Shabbos really. He's tried to do everything properly. It just didn't work out. So that's why that could be different really. Yeah? Yeah. So you have to know, this zilzul in Shabbos, you have to know what the gedra is. But I'm saying it's a very interesting point over here. So Daim Weiss held was a problem. In the Revoz, in Erech Shabbos, sorry, I left my book behind, I had to copy it. I'll read out what he said in Erech Shabbos. Electric hot plate, the chum is a bit better than a stove. I must tell you, electric hot plate's got a big mile over a stove. It's not a normally mastic of a vashel, it is better. Even so, the Paschim are not so happy to allow this on Shabbos to put anything on. So he says, Erech Shabbos, plate of chashmalis. Shabbos, something was going to go on. So he doesn't allow it to put anything on Shabbos itself. Even though it's not set yet, it's not working yet. Even if it's a touch rule, there's no official, it's a dry food, there's no problem. Avol mutl ani touch them erev Shabbos agabe aplikta. You can put on erev Shabbos a food on this hot plate. That he allows you to do on this hot plate. I'm not 100% sure. It looks like, from what I can see from the postium, they're only lenient if the food is cooked. If the food is not cooked, that is more problematic. Someone asked me about a bread machine. You know, I'm not much well versed in these bread machines. I'm trying to find out exactly how it works. But someone told me, he wants to know, can you set a bread machine, Lamoshel, on Erev Shabbos? He wants to have hot challah for Shabbos. So he wants to set his bread machine at, what do you call it, at Shabbos morning. It starts cooking Shabbos morning. It starts baking Shabbos morning. And what do you call it? By the time it comes to our shul, it's beautiful, lovely, hot challahs, fresh challahs from thing.
It's on spirit.
Ah, for 1 minute. So there's two things first we have to know. First of all, I don't know. So he says to me, first of all, there's a big danger. I don't know much about these bread makers. I'm trying to get into it a little bit. But as far as I know, he says to me that these bread makers, once they're set, you can't change the setting. There's no shami yachata. Once it's set, you can't change it. You can cancel the program and start the whole thing again. That chazal not choshesh for, yeah? Chazal not choshesh is when something's going, you want to speed it up, make it go stronger. And a bread machine, he tells me, I don't know if anyone's got a bread machine. He says to me, and I asked a few people, they all told me this. The ones that I did ask have told me this, that the chayra, there's no way to speed up the process in a bread machine. Once it's set, it's problematic.
It's raw.
This is raw, yeah? This is much more than you start with flour and water. Not baked, nothing at all. But he said there's no problem with shahiyah, no shemi achata. Oh, so there's two things. First of all, someone told me it's very, very noisy, this machine. Now, I don't know how it's going to be, but he told me, in fact, this person told me once, his wife woke up in the middle of the night, they set the bread machine to go on, and they thought it would get on downstairs. It was such a racket downstairs, the thing beating around, they thought it would get on downstairs. Whether it was an old machine, I don't know, but in my story, it makes quite a bit of noise. It beats, it needs the dough. So it's noisy. That's already a problem with Shmuel's coil. That could be a problem with Shmuel's coil. Also here, when I know there's a zilton and shabbos, you know, such a thing over here. You've got a fresh, raw dough, raw flour, and you mix it with what you've got. What?
Oh, you mean like the spirit of
Shabbos? It's not in the spirit. It's not in the spirit. Not in the spirit of Shabbos. You're not doing the spirit of Shabbos. It means maybe one has to be donor. That's a very interesting point over here. The chayra, it's a good chat what this person wants to do.
It's not cooked at all.
It's not cooked. But the problem is, but the only thing not cooked is shahia. There's a problem with shahia. But here there's no shemi yachata. It's a very interesting point what he's saying. The whole problem normally, I mean, if a person's got, let me explain to you again, that's clear. Someone takes raw meat and he puts it on his cooker and it's going to go on at 11 o'clock Shabbos morning. That's zichah osah, no shayla. Because of the danger, he might turn the flame up. That's definitely osah. Here, this person was timed, there's nothing you can do over here. There's no shema yechata, the whole ace of shehi is gone. I'm not recommending this, I'm telling you, I think it's a zilzul shabbos. I think according to everyone here it's a zilzul shabbos. I say from the poskim, the ones I can see, the poskim will bring these halachas down, they're all talking about, as far as I can see, food that's cooked already. And the shayla now is, on Shabbos, you put it on Friday afternoon, on the position, it's going to go on Shabbos. I couldn't see them who talking about, really, when it's not good. I must say it's not really true. I did see some poskim who do say it's mostly even this case. But generally, the poskim seem to take on that it's only when it's fully cooked. So generally, let's make a sick over here. Don't get too excited over here. So this bread machine, it's an interesting horror, I must say, it's a very interesting point. What exactly, sort of pinned down, is that what the problem is with this bread machine? It's l'chayim not in the spirit of Shabbos. That is one thing. So coming back again to what we say, so what we come out with today, what we said with these hot plates, the hot stoves, anything which goes on our time switch. So first of all, Ramosha is not happy with these time switches, that's number one. But the Maaser, we say that many people seem to say that one can use a time switch. Then we differentiate that Orech Shabbos makes a difference between if you put it down on Erev Shabbos or you put it down on Shabbos. If you put the food down on Erev Shabbos, that he allows. If you put it down on Shabbos itself, even though the machine's not on yet, it's not on, that he does not allow to do. So that's generally the rules of what we're speaking about over here, yeah? That's what comes out, the difference. And we're now discussing whether, if you do on Erev Shabbos, the food has to be cooked. So generally speaking, most times food has to be cooked. We've got a problem with Shia. Unless you put a blech down or something, maybe you can get around that, but generally speaking, it should be cooked. And this bread machine, l'chayr, is a problem of a zilzul shabbos, so that's a thing to bear in mind. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael.
Go ahead.
Yeah, did you get my message? No,